Test, test, test. All right, looks like we're coming through. Okay, here we go. And welcome to the Tales of Longbox podcast. This is episode 271, Spotlight on DC Comics, Batman Beyond, Rebirth, number one, circa 2016 for you future people. I am Chris Mosby, and I'm doing a solo episode today, trying to get a backlog, you know, give us a little buffer so people can do some things and stuff and things and other things and stuff. I've got some time today, so I'm going to throw this out there, and we are going to cover the latest Rebirth issue from Batman Beyond. And, you know, I got to thinking before I started this, I don't think we've ever actually talked specifically about the Batman Beyond character. Now, I know we did some stuff back in the day when they were doing that, the New 52 future with OMAC and all that other stuff, which, you know, kind of leads into this, at least the last issue of the previous series before the Rebirth stuff. That's kind of the universe that we're left leaving behind. We're starting off with. It's not exactly the same Batman Beyond universe that we had previously. So let me give you a little background. This is one of those rare characters that started out as a cartoon character, believe it or not. And before it came to the comics, mainly because it was so popular. And, you know, I've said more than once, this is one of my favorite cartoons. It is the beginning intro music and the end intro music to the cartoon is part of our podcast. And if you didn't know what that was, yes, I shamelessly took it. Patent and pending and all that good stuff, copyrights. So let's give a little background. Batman, pardon me. Whew, just got to eat lunch. Batman Beyond, it started out as an American animated television series developed by Bruce Timm, Paul Dini, and Alan Burnett, and was produced by Warner Brothers Animation in collaboration with DC Comics as a continuation of the Batman legacy. For you people in Europe, Latin America, Australia, and India, it was called Batman of the Future. Depicting a teenage Batman in a futuristic Gotham City under the tutelage of an elderly Bruce Wayne, series began airing on January 10th, 1999, and ended its run on December 18th, 2001. After 52 episodes spanning three seasons and one direct-to-video film, the series was put on hold for the Justice League animated series despite the network having announced plans for a fourth season. I did not know that. Batman Beyond is set in the chronological future of the DC Animated Universe, despite being released before Static Shock, Justice League, and Justice League Unlimited. It serves as a continuance of both Batman the Animated Series and the new Batman Adventures. Batman Beyond is said to explore the darker side of many Batman projects, playing on key elements such as emotions, personal relations, fear of the unknown, to cyberpunk and sci-fi themed elements such as issues and dilemmas of innovation and technological and scientific progress affecting society, and the disturbing psychological elements of the character of Bruce Wayne. As such, it was considered darker than most other children's program at the time, although producer Bruce Timms recalls it was conceived as a kid-friendly Batman cartoon. It's also the first Batman series to portray the hero as a teenager. IGN named the show 40th on their list of top 100 animated TV series. The premise of Batman Beyond has been used in various comic book stories, blah, blah, blah. That's where we're getting to. Including an ongoing series starting in 2011. So now think about that. They started an ongoing series based on a cartoon that was 10 years old. Now I'll tell you how popular this was. Now I love this cartoon. It's one of my favorite cartoons of all time. Right up there with Samurai Jack. The Justice League was really good. Justice League Unlimited could have been better, and I need to rewatch all those. Back when it was TiVo Land, they jumped around a lot, and it was hard to get them all, but I need to watch them in order that they came out. I've probably watched Batman Beyond, I don't know, the entire series two or three times. Maybe some of those later episodes jumped around some. I might not have seen all them, but that's probably something I might actually do. Kind of a Mystery Science Theater kind of review of all those episodes. That would be kind of an interesting thing. So, anyway, along those lines. One of the things that was cool about this, they actually had Kevin Conroy do the voice of the Elder Batman, which continued it on from the animated series. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm sure there's lots of people that agree with me that the voice for Batman in a cartoon is Kevin Conroy. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you haven't watched enough Batman cartoons. So that's how I feel about that. So let's get to this particular issue. And the issue itself will kind of give you a idea of where we're sitting in the universe, how things are set up, and so forth. Here, let's move some windows around so I can see what I'm doing. Yes. Oh, okay. There. Now I can see, I think. So, when I first heard about this, I hated the idea, and it actually became one of my favorite cartoons, right up there with the actual, first Batman animated series. So, okay, here we go. Batman Beyond number one, Rebirth number one, by Jurgens, Sook, Lawson, and Avena. I'll get into that more a little bit later. Here's a ad for the next Tom King Batman run called I Am Suicide. Interesting second cover. Not sure if I care for it. Looking, I'm not sure even what to call it. Makes him look like a monster. Yeah, not my favorite. Okay, and we start out several decades from now. I think when it first came out, it said it was like 50 years in the future, so it kind of gives you an idea. Bruce Wayne is obviously in his 80s, I think, at the very least. He's not in good health. Okay, several decades from now, and we see the Batman Beyond symbol, which is red. Red Bat. My name is Terry McGinnis. This city is my home. Neo Gotham. And you see a flying bus. You got flying cars. You know you're in the future because there's flying cars. And you see a speech balloon coming out of one of those buses. Please, please don't hurt them. Old timers still call it Gotham City. And you see inside of the voices of a teacher. And she's saying, these children, they're no threat to you. And you see what you see is something that came out of the cartoon is a gang of people are terrorizing the teacher and the kids, and they're calling themselves the Jokers with a Z. And yes, you guessed it, they are actually patting themselves after the Joker. That's a recurring theme. And there's some other characters that have taken that one step further, as you'll see, I believe, later. They're no threat to you, she says. And Terry's saying, probably have too much history to latch onto the Neo part of it. So you can see a couple of Jokers, and, they got the clown makeup and they're dressed funny, of course, but they have guns. Hurt them? We want to turn them into cash, sweet cheeks. Takes money to support the man. And, man is in bold in the speech bullet. Of course, a lot of that history is bad, Terry's saying. Yes, Joker's moving up. Joker's taking over. Goes back to when Batman first wore the mask. And we're back. Had a brief pause there. And, okay, so we're back to... you got these two Jokers, and one of them's got, looks like a machine gun with rockets on it. The other one's got, he's got a, a sack, and he's got some grenades hanging off of it. And Terry's saying it goes back to when Batman first wore the mask. And you could see the silhouette of the, red silhouette of a bat coming in from the, behind them in the bus. The, hover bus, that's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it the hover bus. I like that. That's a great name. And then you see this wonderful two-page spread of the two of them, or those two guys, getting taken out at the same time. Sorry, I had to mute the phone. And, you know, they kind of changed the costume a little bit. The eyes are red instead of white. So when he comes out, these days, the mask is mine. I'm Batman. And he shows him he's busting through. And he does, you know, a flying kick through there. Takes out the one Joker that had the grenades. You know, he goes right through. And he, at the same time, that knocked the other guy down. Actually, he ducked, it looks like. And he says, "Hey, Dregs, you work on school buses now?" Oh, it was a school bus. Did not catch that. It was hard to tell from the art. Low, even by Joker's standards. And we see there, escaping the grave. Escaping the grave, part one. Dan Jurgens, writer, Ryan Sook, artist and cover, Jeremy Lawson, pages 1 through 15 and 20, and Tony Elvina, 16 through 19, colorists. And you got Travis Lanham letters, Carlos De Arena, variant cover artist. Yeah, I didn't care for that. Susie Esparza, as assistant editor, Jim Chadwick editor, and Batman created by Bob Kane with Bill Finger. Good to see that on there now, finally. Should be, you know, both of them created. So you can see there the kids are, the teacher's covering the kids, and, you know, that's a great double page. And the big guy with the machine gun with rockets, like, Batman, you remember me. I'm touched. You know, I am thinking I might have not read this yet. Well, I'm doing it right here on the podcast. How awesome. These clowns worship the way of the original. I'm going to do all the narration separate, I think. Okay, so he says, you know, the original, as he's slamming the other guy's face into the bottom there, says, nutty, yeah, but this level extreme is new. Used to be all they wanted was chaos. Why the interest in money? What changed? So you see him, so the big guy says, I'll give you touched. And he, you know, apparently with some kind of shotgun, because he just did the old ch-ch thing. And he's about to take out the school marm. But she's like, no, and he throws one of his wings out, and it bounces right off to an angle, and then he, bam, hits him in the face and says, let's play Jack in the Box. Next page, you can see him all nice and big while he's beaten up. No matter what, they're dangerous. Learned that when we mixed it up the first time, back when I was a typical high school kid. Typical parents, typical kid brother, and typical attitude. All of that changed the night Danny Tan and I were confronted by the Jokers. Before long, I was on a cycle leading them out of the town and away from Dana. Not like I had a real plan or any idea how to get them off my back. In reality, my only hope was fate intervening, which is pretty much what happened. And you see scenes of that going down, and he's being chased. And he says, look out! And they're about to run into Bruce Wayne. They've driven all the way up to Wayne Manor. And you see Batman's eyes all nice and big. And he says, young fool. And an old man on a forgotten lonely road, barely swerved in time. Lucky for me, he wasn't just any old man. Bruce Wayne. And you can see him with his, you know, anybody's watched the cartoons, as they kicked their asses pretty heavily. I was okay at handling myself, but he was in a class all his own. Had 50 years on those losers. It was still over in seconds. And, you know, but still, it was a little hard on him. He says, Bruce is like, hard to breathe. Come on, let's get you home. So he walks him up, and he's sitting in a chair with Ace the Bat Hound sitting next to him, and he's kind of, you know, he looks like he's about to pass out. Should have called an ambulance, but he refused. Helped him with his meds, and he fell right to sleep. I was heading for the door when fate intervened again. A bat trapped in the clock. Tried to free it and found what the clock was hiding. A stairway. And then you see him, you know, anybody knows the grandfather clock is set. You set it to the time that his parents killed, and it opens up the entrance to the Batcave. Or maybe you didn't know that. So it shows him going down to the cave. You see all the costumes of all the old everybody. And, you know, like I said, this was done out of the Batman universe, so it was a little different, the animated series. It actually kind of does look a little bit like the current one now. To the most wondrous cave in the world, and conclusive proof that the old man sleeping upstairs wasn't just anyone. Bruce Wayne was Batman. And he shows all the, that's the Batcave you're used to. You got the dinosaur, you got a bunch of Batmobiles there. Very shway discovery until Wayne showed up, and then threw me out. That's where the story should have ended, but it didn't. Now we're going to the going back to the future for a minute, the future, because it was the future's past that we were in, if that makes sense. And then you can see it, the current Batman Beyond outfits in a case in the thing. So when he was getting older, he made that suit to help him because he was starting to, you know, his heart was giving out, and he needed something to help him do the physical stuff. So that's where the exosuit came from. So you see some clowns, Joker's clowns, flying around the school bus, and it says, he thinks he can beat us. Proves Batman's not so smart. So he's in there, and you see him pull out a couple of batarangs from his suit, which is one of the cool features. They can just pop right up out of his hands. He goes, stay down to the teacher, and she says, you think the metal will stop their blasters? And he's standing in the middle of the bus aisle with a window on each side, and he throws the batarangs through the window, and bam, hits them. That night, by the time I got home from Wayne's, I found our place ransacked. So he takes a couple of the Jokers that are outside out off of their hover bikes. More science. More proof that you're in the future. Okay, so. Even worse. My father was dead, murdered, and it shows the Joker's names all over it. Evidence pointing to the Joker's turned out to be a ruse. I wanted the real killer. Begged Bruce to put the suit back on and find him. He refused. He said he was done being Batman. And if you watch the cartoon, you'll know why. He just can't handle it anymore. But Batman flew anyway. I swiped the suit and went after the killers. Bruce coached me from the sidelines, grudgingly at first, and I took down my father's killer. From that night forward, I was Batman. I always did like that little thing. So he sits in a chair, kind of like Oracle did with him, and helped him out with certain things, with information. And he sat there with Ace the Bat-Hound, and he can look through the eyepieces of the suit. And almost like you think he programmed it that way. And, you know, he would give him pointers. Now we're back to the future. Joker secured not so much of a scratch on the kids. The bus has seen better days, though. And he's talking to Commissioner Gordon, which is Commissioner Barbara Gordon. And she's a lot younger in this than she was in the cartoon. And I have read this. I remember now. We'll see if they might not explain that or not, but there's some time travel, timeline changing stuff that made her younger than she was in the comics. Kind of hard to explain. Anyway, because that's a whole nother, that stuff happened in a weekly series that was actually a whole year, where Terry McGinnis had actually been killed. And then Tim Drake was Batman Beyond was this Batman for a while, and that timeline had been changed again in the middle, and Terry wasn't really dead. He never did go back in the past. He was just being mind controlled by Spellbinder. Anyway, that's what all in the last series. So we'll skip. We'll get to that. So anyway, she's saying you haven't missed a beat. Terry says, "Thanks, Commissioner. Weird not having Bruce in my ear, though. Drove me nuts, but I still miss him. Seems like the Jokers have gotten more dangerous. I do believe, yes, he got killed during that alternate timeline switching thing that I told you about. And we're working to get a handle on that. And call me Barbara. We've heard whispers of a place called Joker's Town, southwest section of the city. But whenever we move in, the Jokers lose the makeup and blend in. How's life outside the suit? Getting everything back together? With Matt and Max, yeah, I haven't connected with Danny yet. It'll be kind of weird. She doesn't know you're alive? Terry, you can't." And he's like, "Wait, that laugh. His mother got killed during the war, that all that stuff was going on because they merged. It was OMAX took over for a while. Yeah, that's what it was. And she was killed during that big war, that Bruce was killed and so on and so forth. So there, you know, there's a little gap between that and the cartoon, which some of that they had changed. There was other things, big things that they'd done, because this was on digital only for a while, and then they printed it. And they did some things like with that, you know. We won't get into that. That's a lot of stuff. So anyway, you hear a Joker laugh off in the distance. And she's like, "I've seen this called the medics." Well, those guys that he beat up, they got Joker venom in them. And if you know the deal with Joker back in the old days, in the real old days, he would dose people with stuff and it'd make them smile and then die. The Joker liked to make sure his men wouldn't talk when they're arrested. And they're like, help. And they can't help themselves. They're laughing. "The men will die unless..." Batman's like, "Too late," because they're dead. They're dropped. They got all kinds of green foamy crap coming out. Joker venom. "Is it possible he's still..." And Barbara goes, "Alive? No. The Joker has been dead for years. That's what everybody thought about me. What if..." "Careful. You'll become obsessed like Bruce. Whatever you do, Terry, don't get lost." And I believe how Joker died was covered in that movie they talked about. The Return of the Joker? That was bad news. I don't know if that's canon or not, but, you know, he should be dead. She's saying it with so much conviction because she was actually there, at least in that cartoon. Terry, don't get lost. And in being Batman. And then we found out it's actually Tan, which doesn't know that he's alive. "I don't need an escort," she's saying, doing her a very good Lois Lane impression. "You do in Gotham, Miss Tan." And he's in a Batman outfit. This guy's it's a cop. "And you social workers might think these animals are salvageable, but they ain't." She says, "Take away hope, and anyone can fall into a pit, officer. It's my job to get them out of that pit." So she knocks on this old lady's door. The old lady comes. "Miss Wartz, I'm Data Tan, Gotham Services for All. I'm here to..." "You shouldn't have come here. It isn't safe." Whoa, what the... Sorry. One moment. Okay, I forgot to mute. I didn't mute all my devices as well as I thought I did. One moment, please. And mute. It is muted. Alrighty. So, the old lady says... Oh, wait. Yes, I did. I'm not muted. The old lady says it isn't safe. And you see a big boxing glove come outside and knock out the police. And she says, "Yeep." Then you see a couple of Jokers. One kind of looks like Harley. The other one actually looks like the real deal, but he's obviously a fake. "You don't belong here, dearie. What dear old Juanita was going to say is that this is Joker's town. Come around telling folks you can help those people. Might turn them away from the boss, which the boss won't tolerate." And the guy, he's cracking his knuckles. "So you're coming with us." So he grabs her. And grabs her mouth so she can't scream. And she goes, "No." And the girl Joker says, "Yes. Because you got to answer to the man. Because you..." And the girl Joker looks at the... And she's got like a black eye and a blue eye kind of thing. Like a real Harlequin. "So because you were smart enough to tell us she was coming." And then the Joker, she reaches into her little bag and throws out big handfuls of money. And she says, "Payday." So basically... they're paying people to keep the cops out and anybody else that might help them if they stay loyal. Let's see. In a little bit of other things. His brother knows he is Batman. He's taking care of him now. He's much older than... He's probably in his 20s, I think, now. Way out of high school. And his mother's gone, so they're living together. And you can tell this is starting up now. How they're trying to get things back together after the war. He was being taken care of by somebody else, which I believe you'll talk to her. I think she's living in there, living with him too. She's a good friend. She's a computer genius. Anyway, his brother says, "You saved a school bus full of kids, Ultimate Shway." And Shway is the, that's the slang word that they use a lot. What Shway, McGinnis says, what Shway is that these kids are safe, Matt. That's always my priority. You aced it, Terry. That's what really kicks. And Terry says, what kicks is being back, having a kid brother to hang with again. Especially since it's just us now. We lost Dad years ago and Mom died in the war. It's not for Max Gibson taking you in while I was gone. Max is the one I was talking about. She was watching him. His brother's is reassuring me. You would have, not for Spellbinder locking you down. You're here now. That's what counts. Aw, I love it. Yeah, and he's like giving him the old, you know, little big brother or little brother, you know, messing up the hair thing. And Max comes in. Terry, I can't believe you're here. Something wrong, Max? Terry says. It's Dana, the Joker's have her. And anyway, they got that on video, and she's showing the camera. Security camera captures women's abductions. What did the Jokers want with Dana? Net chatter is all about them wanting to run Gotham, or as they call it, I've heard Joker's Town, and you see he's opening up a cardboard box with the, there's the new outfit, extra red eyeballs. And he jumps out of the apartment. That name dies today. You can see him, he's flying around. See, he can kind of glide. If you've never watched the show or read any of the comics, there's a lot of technological advances to this bat suit. Can, you know, advance strength, some agility, though, you know, Terry can... He was in sports a lot, and he can, you know, he's still got a lot of agility on his own, but enhances all that. All the gadgets are, you know, built in the suit. It's got jet boots and glider wings. So Dana was his girlfriend, as you can see. Back in high school, Dana and I were close, but as Batman became a bigger part of my life, Dana became less important, and they showed that in the online series that they had. When Spellbinder took me off the board, leading everyone to think I was dead, she moved on. By the time I came back, I didn't know what to say to her. But what do I do? Walk up to her and say, hey, I'm back from the grave. Oh, and oh, by the way, I'm Batman. Which, if I remember correctly, in one iteration of the comic series in the last 4 or 5 years, she knew it or figured it out. Now, whether they keep that way, I don't know. So it shows him flying. They're getting closer and closer to him, and he's got a pretty big close-up, and he's flying through. Now she's down here, working in the old part of town. Next page. The part the elite don't talk about. The part they close their eyes to. So it's pretty much like now. Actually, doesn't sound like the future. It sounds like now, doesn't it? Where people don't live in the sky. Where poverty, crime, and abandonment keep it from moving forward. And you see him going down to into an alley. There's the notebook that she had, a bunch of people fighting over it. And he sees they're homeless people. The Jokers, where are they? And they're like, not talking. You don't have to fear me. I ain't afraid of you, afraid of him. And then he kind of turns around. And then all of a sudden, wham! You hear somebody say, you don't look fun. Like you don't laugh enough. So, okay, now this is where it gets ugly. And he gets thrown up against the wall. Ugh! You got a Joker's... he's got all white skin, big and husk. And he looks like he's got some Bane venom flowing through his veins. So he's all hulking out. That's trademark. He's baning out, let's put it that way. Yeah, that way we won't get sued by Marvel. I can help with that. So he's picking up the fire can that those guys were staying around to keep warm. Teach you to ha 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 laugh through the pain. He's having a hard time. Because if you can laugh through pain, extreme pain, you can laugh through anything. Well, he tore a section off the wall after he hit him with that thing. Hold on one moment. I must check this text out. Okay. Anyway. So he's raining a ton of bricks literally on him. He just, pulled a big hole out of the building and just put it right on him, and it stands there and his, fists to his sides up, with that, like you do, and he's laughing. So now you see, we're in this, no matter laughing. I'm not really sure what that says. What do you want with me? Your identity isn't a secret to me. I know who you really are, Carter. Oh, it's that guy, Terminal, which he was a rich kid that wasn't getting enough attention, so he became a joker, and excuse me, he's got a club rant. Apparently he's running a club with the money. Carter Wilson was my name as a child, Dana. I go by Terminal now. Why did you have your goons bring me here? I didn't. Someone else gave the order. Him, the real man in charge. My God, is that? Holy shit. The man I'm raising from the dead, the Joker. Okay, so the guy looks like the Joker. He's had a bunch of surgery done to him. And he's on life support. Now, really, if that is really the Joker, we don't know. Because guess what? To be continued, ladies and gentlemen. So, that was that episode of our wonderful podcast. And I think I might cover some other things from the Batman Beyond universe. I might make a reading list. That would be kind of cool for my own self. A lot of it was on the web, and every so often they, on Comixology, and they call it Batman 2.0, Batman Beyond 2.0 for a while. It was a very good series. They didn't really push it very much because at the time they didn't want to mess with Batman Beyond. They went to the trouble of bringing it into the universe, and then that series, which for the love of God, I can't remember. We covered the entire thing on our podcast. God, I can't remember what the name of it is. Future's End, that was it. They went to a lot of trouble. He was, hit in it and headlined it, and then they killed him off, which I'm sure Doofus Didio had something to do with, because, old things are bad, according to him. But now with the rebirth, we've got him back. Like they had said, they're not throwing away anything that's happened in the past. They might, massage it a little bit, but they are, in fact, keeping a lot of the stuff that happened. So it makes it a little bit confusing if you're going to this right from the cartoon. Like Barbara Gordon being so much younger, not that much older than Terry, and instead of her being an old woman with gray hair, she's not married, she's still got her, red hair and all that good stuff. So, that's kind of what we got here, and we hope you enjoyed it. So, as usual, you can send us an email at podcast at tales of the longbox.com. I almost made it through without flubbing it up. Almost. Or you can join us on the Facebook page. We get people coming by there all the time. Ask some questions. We'll give you suggestions on what to read, what's going on. Try to put some news in there every once in a while. Yada, yada, yada. And you can also comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it. We are out.